From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Alicia Zuckerman. The Miami Book Fair International starts Sunday, and this year the book fair is opening with a dance performance. But it is rooted in storytelling. Ira Glass from This American Life is appearing with the Monica Bill Barnes Dance Company. Ira, what is this show all about?
This show is a combination of two things that nobody wanted combined. I tell stories like on the radio and they dance. Like Monica and Anna, the two dancers. Like we all know, like nobody in the world thought this should exist except the three of us. I saw them perform and I thought there's something about this dance company where the feeling of what they're doing is exactly the feeling that we're trying to give people over the radio in our show. There was a documentary quality to it. There's something about it that was like little moments of everyday life and feelings that you have. And then the other thing about them is they're out for fun.
What are the stories about?
One of the acts is about love. So one of the most beautiful parts of the show and one that a lot of people talk to us about is there's an interview I do with a writer named Donald Hall, and he's a poet, and he wrote about the months that he cared for his wife while she was dying, and he just writes about just the everyday things that happen when you're caring for somebody, like what does she want to be buried in, and the dance that goes with this entire piece is Monica and Anna happen to have a dance where they're in house coats, and they're on top of a dining room table. Fully set with, you know, silverware and cups and plates and all that. And it's this slow, sad dance where one of them picks up the other and like holds her in the air, which mimics the whole thing that's happening in the words of him caring for his wife. And then there are other things which are just funny and we just made for the show. In fact, most of the show is pretty funny.
So what did you have to change about your life in order to be able to do this?
I mean, you know, like I felt like I couldn't even do my stupid moves across the stage that I'm supposed to do, like without being totally awkward. And so I just started going to the gym and I lost 30 pounds. And like, I feel like, okay, I can stand on a stage with professional dancers and not look like a complete klutz.
How does being on stage in this context feel different from being on the radio or being on stage doing your straight up storytelling shows?
I mean, the biggest difference is we do the same show every place. And so I've had to learn to perform the same words more than once. Like, and when you're on the radio, you only say the thing once. You know what I mean? Like you get it, you write it, and then you get in front of the microphone and you say it. And now I'm having to learn to perform the same thing over and over with the same sincerity. And in fact, one of the pieces in the show is about this actual thing. It's a story about dancers who get bored with the dance they're doing. Like, I don't understand why performers don't talk about this more. You get detached from it.
So do you feel that happening to you? Do you feel yourself getting detached from it?
I have. And then I've learned to train myself to get back into it and to experience it all like it's the first time, even though it's the 20th time.
Well, I have to tell you that after I saw the performance in New York, I felt really inspired by watching all of this, and I went and took a modern dance class at Miami City Ballet.
Yes.
And oh my God, I was in pain for a week, and I did not have it in me to go back. It brought me right back to gym class and like middle school.
Oh, that's so
like, being
sad.
The worst one in the class.
So, so sad. I remember it so well. What you're saying is that we inspired you to do something that you failed at. We
That's right. You. That's exactly
we
right.
We sent you on a rocket ship to nothing. And that's what we did. I feel like, well, if we can just affect more lives like that, then I feel like it'll all have been worth it. Go for salsa next time.
Ira Glass will be appearing with the Monica Bill Barnes Dance Company and telling stories, of course, this Sunday night at the Gussman Theater. You can find out more at WLRN.org. Ira, thanks so much.
Thank you. And if I could just get in one word and say, it's not scary, even though it's dance.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.